to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, and welcome to some extra content we got for you tonight. Post-game show, Game 1, 2018 NBA Finals. Game went into overtime. Golden State gets the win, 124-114. Oh, my goodness. Better game than I thought it was going to be. And just amazing. LeBron was just amazing tonight. Over 50 points. Everybody else from Golden State, they went cold for a little bit, but they got it together in the overtime and pulled out the win. I got a caller in the 319. Speak up, holler if you hear me, man.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Awesome. That game was incredible. I didn't know the Cavs were going to keep it that close.
I didn't think they were going to keep it that close either, but it was an amazing game. Wild. Yeah, it was. And you know LeBron has got to be furious with J.R. Smith right now.
Oh, I mean, it looked like he wanted to hit him. Jesus, J.R., you were tied, man. You weren't up by one. What are you doing?
I don't know what he was doing. Maybe he forgot what the score was.
I think he was thinking George Hill was going to make it, and then once he thought, you know, I got the rebound, George Hill made it. No, he didn't. I don't know what's going through his head.
This craziness. This craziness. But a hell of a game. 124-114. Golden State takes game one. I posted on Facebook that if the Warriors did lose the game, I thought their rebounding edge was going to be a thing that killed them.
Oh, the Cavs had about, I think it was 15 offensive rebounds in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. 15, 16 rebounds. I sure thought that was going to be the thing that hurt them. But it didn't. And again, as valiant as they played, Cleveland goes down 124-114. LeBron James, 51 points, followed by Kevin Love. J.R. Smith gives you 10, but after that, really nothing. Nance Jr. had 9. George Hill had 7. Tristan Thompson had 2. Jeff Green came off the bench with 7. Jordan Clarkson gave you 4. Kyle Korver gave you 3. Really, outside of LeBron and Kevin Love, you really got nothing. Meanwhile, as we go over to the Golden State side, and you know, the one thing I've always said, if you're just running your offense through Kevin Durant for Golden State, there's a good chance you can beat them. But when the Splash Brothers are playing like that, they're hard to beat. And there's something special when that backcourt gets together. Steph Curry, phenomenal night, 29 points, followed by Klay Thompson at 24. Kevin Durant had 26. Draymond Green, 13 points, 11 rebounds total, 9 assists, 5 steals, had 3 blocks. Just a great all-around performance from Draymond. But you've seen that from Draymond all playoffs.
That's right. All regular season, not just all playoffs. That's what he does. A good night for Draymond Green doesn't even come with a crazy amount of points. Nope. A good night for Draymond Green comes from a great defensive showing and at least 10 boards and maybe even 9 or 10 assists.
And he got you 2 3-pointers that were crucial, too.
Crucial. He wasn't making threes all game, and then his 2 were clutch.
Yep. Very, very clutch. Now, I want to see what Cleveland does in game 2 to sort of kind of adjust to this, because this is the first time I've seen Cleveland play a consistent game on the defensive side of the ball. Because if you go back and look at Boston, they didn't really give you, other than Game 7, they really didn't give you a full game's worth of good defense. They might give you 22 minutes of defense.
But, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. They might give you 22 minutes of defense, but this is the first time in the playoffs outside of Toronto that I've really seen the Cavaliers play solid defense all game long and got advantages on the switches. You saw when they had Steph Curry on LeBron, LeBron just said, okay, give me this matchup. I'm going to do my thing. And when I look at the box score, something else I've noticed too, the Cavaliers actually outscored Golden State 29-23. So,
unbelievable.
So outside of that third quarter, which is Golden State's quarter, all that, and it has been all year, outscored them 28-22 in the third.
That is something I was going to bring up, is how the Warriors are the best third quarter team in the league.
Yep.
And Stephen Curry might be the best third quarter player in the entire league.
Yep.
The dude comes out of halftime and he knocks them all over the place. The dude's incredible from all over the floor. But tonight, they were kind of coasting. That was the key word after the game tonight, is the Warriors were coasting. They kind of realized that the Cavaliers, they were putting in full effort, but they just didn't have enough to kind of push themselves over the top in Golden State. Golden State was kind of able to relax and kind of coast it out a little bit.
Yep. Let me head over to line number two real quick. Got Dr. Doom on the air with us right now. Doom, how you doing, man?
Fuck J.R. Smith. Oh, I'm going to get into it. And I'm going to bring up a conspiracy theory one of my homeboys was bringing up to me, that you're going to see it's going to be a legit question. Well, I'll let you get this show started.
We're already on. We got everything started. Got the host of the N1 podcast with us as well. Here's the thing. Another thing that sort of kind of bothered me just a touch. Kevin Durant, he looked like he was dogging it just a little bit on the offensive side of the ball. He wasn't really, because he didn't shoot, it looked like he lost focus, and he didn't really shoot the three ball well. He hit a few, but he didn't really shoot the three ball well.
Look up, man.
Go ahead, Tony C.
Look up, man. Forget all that jazz, okay? It's all about J.R. Smith,
baby. He high as hell up there.
Was the Gatorade player of the game. The Miller Lite player of the game. J.R. Smith sponsored by Swisher Sweet, Long Mile, whatever, anything that can get you high.
Oh, Phillies, Dutch Masters.
Cocaine, Garcia Vegas.
Swisher Sweet.
I mean, Swisher Sweet, all of them, baby. I love it.
And don't forget, Slits Malt Liquor.
That's an insult to Slip. That's Mad Dog 2020. Where he do stuff like that when you're on Mad Dog 2020.
Saying,
but that cap, that meme that's finna go around with LeBron fussing at him. Can you imagine the memes that people finna
tell?
Like, this why I'm leaving. You
know what I'm saying? Fellas.
You know, stuff like that.
Fellas, let's understand something. Let's understand this, guys. The man scored 51.
And they still lost.
Hey, it would have been over.
When last time Michael Jordan scored 50 points and they lost in the NBA Finals? Don't worry, I'll wait.
Hey,
never what gonna happen.
What I'm going to bring up, Jeff, was it George Hill? He flopped on that damn play.
Which one?
When Clay grabbed him?
Yeah.
He
had to. He had to.
J.R. Smith out there looking like Tony on Blue Chips, like he in somebody's pocket. Like Happy had paid him. Happy bought J.R. Smith. And anybody don't know who Happy is, go watch Blue Chips.
There was so much. There's so much to break down in this game. The one thing that I didn't really want to bring up, but I'm gonna do it.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Before you get
Go ahead.
If they would have lost this game, it would have been all on Steve Kerr. JaVale McGee was the key. I don't care what anybody said. Defensively, when he was in the game, Cleveland couldn't do nothing.
Yep.
Go back and watch the tape. When JaVale McGee was in the game,
Later in the game when he got more comfortable with the atmosphere, but at first when he got put in, he looked like Shaq in the pool with that turnaround block.
I'm talking about defensively. Offensively, you're going to get...
But, yeah, he got a little bit more comfortable as it went on.
Yeah.
Offensively, yes, but if they start JaVale McGee, Cleveland ain't got a chance. Because LeBron don't finish well against height.
I don't know if JaVale the X Factor, though. You kind of make it seem like JaVale McGee the X Factor.
No, Andre Iguodala is doing good.
He hurt. I'm talking about tonight. Look at the game when JaVale McGee
Tonight, if JaVale would have played a little bit more, the Cavs would have played
worse. They got blown out.
And understand this, too, guys. And understand this, too. It ain't like JaVale McGee been getting minutes all playoff season. He hasn't. He's pretty much been riding the bench, riding the pine. He hadn't gotten a whole lot of minutes during these playoffs. I think tonight was the most minutes he's gotten since the playoffs started.
That's right.
Defensively, he was giving them the business.
He was.
LeBron was not in the paint when JaVale McGee was in the game. LeBron was shooting the game.
Yeah. JaVale was able to guard him on the three-point line.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Same thing Tyson Chandler did to him in 2011.
With them Dallas Mavericks.
What McGee did to him last year.
With them Dallas Mavericks, yep. And another thing, too, that kind of made me upset. Chicago Bulls fans, rejoice with me. We gave up Jordan Bell for cash considerations. Jordan Bell has been playing some pretty good basketball since he's been in there. Got 13 minutes tonight.
But what you're not going to do is not praise JaVale McGee. plus seven.
He was plus seven.
They got away tonight.
He was plus seven. That's true.
JaVale McGee don't play Sunday. Watch what happens. It's going to be another close game again.
But
LeBron going to be dunking. Look, if I was LeBron, real talk, I'd be like, bro, I'm done. Yeah, that's 50 and you can't win.
51,
seven.
Man.
I told him to trade JR.
51, man.
No, I'm just leaving. I'm going to fake an injury.
So did Klay Thompson hit all Paul Pierce? You know, he goes to the back, then he come back out running.
He said my leg hurt and came back out running.
Yep.
Now J.L. Smith tried to take him out though. That was one of them WWF WCW clips.
I'm looking at, and the one thing that I'm looking at, you're starting backcourt, they gotta give you more than 17 points.
They ain't gonna give you no more.
They got to.
You ask for too damn much.
They got to give you, if you're going to stand a chance, they got to give you more than 17 points. LeBron scored 51.
That's why LeBron finna leave.
LeBron got 51, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, a steal, a blocked shot, but in plus minus, he minus 13.
If Golden State clean out the backboard, they ain't got a problem. The only thing, Looney can't get a rebound to save his life. I don't know what he be doing.
That's when they need to put in JaVale and Robert. I probably just said, damn, Zsa Zsa Pattuia could have got him some damn rebound.
Hopefully.
For real.
Now, let me ask you guys this. Do you think we'll get Iggy back next game?
Maybe.
It don't even matter.
They should.
Yeah.
They can save Iguodala, man. They ain't be.
They don't need Iguodala to win.
Now let me bring up my own conspiracy theory, because I was sitting here watching the game. Somebody brought it out to me. How's LeBron James not tired?
Oh, we've been down this road before.
Because he's got a lot. Because he on that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was tired at points, though. He was tired.
But again, he put in more minutes than anybody else. He played every game this season and put in more minutes than anybody else. At 33.
Let him. You don't want to have no excuse. He on that man just goes 50 and they still lost.
Okay, I ain't trying to give him an excuse, but I'm saying that he's got to be on some kind of performance enhancing drug, man.
He can be on it.
Kobe was 33, he started to slow down. Jordan slowed down at 33. Yeah, everybody slows down at 33 to play. Like,
that's injuries, though, man. I mean,
do I see LeBron, a $1 million investment in schools, build his own school type of, you know, never gets in trouble type of guy? Do I see him taking any PEDs now?
Me neither.
He need to take that money and get him some more teammates.
See, that's when you're
spending all that money. He need to get Jay off some shooting lessons.
You said that. That's more the reason to look into it, because you would never think about it. But it just, it's not smelling good, dog. And you know what I'm saying?
Another thing
that kind of sticks out like a sore thumb to me: all these trades that Bron wants to facilitate, ain't none of them doing nothing. Rodney Hood didn't even play. Jordan Carson got you 17 minutes. He didn't even play. And he wanted DNP, but he didn't play. Carson gives you 4 points. He gave you 4 points. Nash gave you a little bit of energy with 9, but outside of that,
I just know they can't blame this loss on Kevin Love.
Kevin Love was
They can't say he ain't have no help.
21.
He got some help tonight.
You can say J.R. Smith was the player of the game.
21.
Don't do that.
Kevin Love had.
I'll tell you one thing. Jordan Clarkson shouldn't have played a single second out there. Late in the first quarter, dude was running around throwing up all these crazy shots. Every time LeBron gave him the ball, he missed every time.
Yep.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
Yep. Jordan Clarkson looked Jordan Clarkson like Allen Iverson out there. Y'all don't want me to shoot it. You better not pass it back to me.
It's like, when you look at it,
black hole.
I'm not the biggest LeBron fan. Respect him. Best player to get today. But when you look at the totality of the situation, and you guys are right, Kevin Love did have, did help him out. 21-13-1. LeBron did have some help. But do you get to the point where you sort of kind of feel for LeBron in this situation?
Hell no.
Because he created the team. He could take less money and get better pieces around him, but he's the highest paid player on the team, making about $30-something million a year. And that's what the results will get. And this is another thing. If people start whining about that charge block call, LeBron should have been guarding, took the freaking challenge and had KD from the top. Instead of trying to draw a charge,
right.
The referees ain't finna bail you out like that.
Right.
And then you still moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was still
moving. Crying.
KD was taking the charge. KD, he might have scored 50, but Durant was trying to check him at least. LeBron was running away from Durant.
And
you don't want no problem.
And my next question, fellas: what can the Cavaliers do adjustment-wise?
Not a damn thing.
I don't see it either.
J.R. Smith try to take out Klay Thompson for good. That'd be about it.
For real? That's about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Because if 11:30 and 35 show up to the building, they should have won stole this game, but George Hill ain't made the free throw. Then it's still 4 seconds left. The Curry probably was gonna do something, Kevin Love on that pick and roll. Oh my God! Let me tell y'all something. Him and Kyle Korver
pick and pop.
Ain't no pick and pop. They defense and foot speed is.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Love beefing down low, but with Korver and even Kevin Love, he can shoot. That pick and pop.
I'm talking about on defense.
Oh, defended it. Oh, the end. Yeah.
Man, Steph Curry's eyes got two silver dollars every time Kevin Love switched out on him. And then when Kevin Love get beat on defense, he be looking back like, where the hell at? Like, it got beat.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think that Cleveland, to adjust it, do you think they should start Jeff Green over Kevin Love?
No.
No, Jeff Green.
You seen that? He
gonna be. He gonna be starting because Tristan Thompson gonna get suspended. Because Draymond said, instead, Draymond Green said, "Hey man, why ain't you taking care of your baby?"
I just think Cleveland, and you saw it a little bit during the regular season. I just think that Cleveland with Jeff Green and Jose Calderon, they're a little bit more athletic.
Listen, Will, did you just mention Jose Calderon?
I'm just saying because he can give you more.
They say you're gonna say Kobe Allman.
Oh no! Never that. But I just think that Calderon can give you more than Hill.
Calderon
ain't doing nothing.
Then you got three slow people on the court. Calderon, Kevin Love, and Kyle Korver at the same time. You might as well have a layup line.
Just give it up. Oh, because George Hill, he's not getting it done.
George,
I know, but Jose Calderon ain't any better.
Yeah.
Exactly. George Flopping Hill. That's what.
Listen, LeBron going to war to a gunfight with a water pistol and flame shot.
and one of those silly straws, you know, the ones you go into the water with, the noodle straw.
So I'm gonna go. Hey,
if this was NCAA basketball, you might have won.
If you send the finals,
exactly, it's 4 out of 7, dog.
Yeah,
man just go 51 points. And in the morning, if I watch Nick Bright and Shannon Sharp, they say he had no help, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Nah. Let me go around the room and ask each of you this. With it being a foregone conclusion that Golden State's going to win, where do you go if you're LeBron?
He can't go to Houston. They got too many contracts coming up. It's like five people coming up the thing. So first of all, your boy Clint Capella's looking for his money, and Chris Paul's looking for his max deal.
LeBron need to drop about 20 pounds and perfect his shoot, become a better shooter. Not a streaky shooter, but a shooter. The three-point shot is the ultimate equalizer to LeBron James.
That's true.
Driving to the hole and looking like Clubber Lang and the second Rocket player on the other side.
Clubber Lang.
Because he out here expending all this energy. It don't take nothing but the flick of a wrist. You see how effortless Durant and Curry and Thompson shots be looking like. They don't give up no energy.
Right.
They just fling it up there, all in the wrist.
Right.
And he disappeared. And didn't he disappear in that overtime?
He was tired.
Yeah. It's like, oh, shit.
He started leaking oil at the end of the fourth quarter. He started leaking oil, then he just was like, hell. I'm tired. I got all the way here. Somebody else needs defense.
Hey, he should have did what Kevin Love did earlier this season. Just go home. Don't even talk to nobody. Just go home halfway through the game.
Now I am all right. Now I'm
all in. I'll take an injury. I swear to Jesus I would.
I'll
take a twisted ankle.
Head on. I am on Shannon Sharp's Twitter right now, and even he had to say, "WTF, JR."
Oh.
Even he had to say,
"Y'all not gonna put this all on JR." Like Doom said, LeBron was running from the ball at overtime. He didn't want no part. He was tired.
Yep.
He was like Clubber Lang in the second Rocky. That second Rocky fight.
Curry started sinking them daggers. It was over. I already knew when they started hitting them, they going on one of them runs.
And so, does anybody here believe?
Steve Kerr.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man. I'm just going to say, Steve Kerr, if you don't start JaVale McGee, I'm
going to
lose my mind.
So does anybody here believe the best place for LeBron to go is the 76ers?
Yeah. It don't matter where he go.
Yep. Philadelphia is definitely the best option. I think if you go to Houston, him, Harden, and Paul, Chris Paul, all need the ball to be effective. I don't think Harden and Chris Paul can be effective without the ball, so it'll be hard to kind of get that chemistry going.
But you're going to have to get rid of other pieces that made Houston good, too, just to afford LeBron James. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They got Ryan Anderson under $19 million. They got Trevor Ariza under about...
But nobody's going to pick up Ryan Anderson's contract. He still got like 3 years on that deal.
Ryan Anderson is a solid player. You can get him over to crash
sheet. Basically, what you're saying is Houston got to find some suckers.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hey, y'all.
Hold up now.
If you got Marc Gasol for what you got him for,
okay, I'll give you another one.
You know what I'm saying?
Is Chris Paul gonna be durable?
Yeah, not bad. My bad.
It might get him out to the playoffs.
You got Paul Gasol for Kwame Brown. Anything's possible, man.
That's the great Mitch Kupchak pulled that off, man. Don't do that. You knew what we was doing.
And plus, does LeBron really want to go to the West when he might potentially have to face Golden State and not go to the finals?
Say that again. Who said that about his legacy? I thought I heard someone say something about his legacy. But but I think it does hurt his legacy, because if he goes to the West, he can get put out that first round quick.
Screw his legacy.
His legacy already messed up.
Yeah,
3-5 already. He's already jacked.
Yeah,
he's about to get his soul stone for donuts.
He's about to have more losses in the finals than Jordan got titles.
Yeah,
the same amount.
Yeah,
with no L's. Come on, man.
Oh my goodness. Hell of a game.
That was the most emptiest 51 points I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
When the last time somebody scored 50 in the finals and lost?
Yeah.
Google that for me. I know Doom be having Google in front of
him. I'm playing Star Wars right now, man. I don't want to look up nothing.
We're going to ask the general public.
Yeah.
Who's the last person to score 50 in a loss in the NBA finals?
There's only been 6 people who scored 50 points in the thing. They named it.
I bet the other 5 probably already all won.
Yep. He's going to be on the short list.
And he put up the 50 in game 1. Game 1 in the Eastern Conference Finals, he put up 15.
Yeah.
So that was new.
Yeah.
Did it. You get to get hit with a 50 piece and you still lose.
And Nick Wright,
and you can't blame it on no help.
And
I don't want to hear about that.
And I'm up here following Nick Wright's Twitter. Damn, JR got Nick Wright cussing. How do his teammates reward his unending and unearned faith? Missing a free throw and forgetting the effing score. You can't make this shit up.
Boy, tell us how you really feel, Nick. Because you're going to be on TV talking about he's the greatest ever.
He's going to have that look in his eye tomorrow. He might cuss tomorrow morning.
He will drop an N-bomb.
Chris Carter going to be over there laughing his ass off.
Nick Wright will drop that N-bomb tomorrow. That's what he will. This...
That was LeBron probably said this man.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no the one.
J.R. Smith should get donkey of the day tomorrow.
He should.
Oh, he the best player on Golden State team.
they
had to make sure they give him a ring.
And Steve Kerr so nasty. He could have at least shoot it, because he got the ball and ran right towards Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr just was sitting there like,
huh?
I know it doesn't.
Who's worse, guys? Who's worse? J.R. Smith or Chris Webber? Who's worse?
J.R. Smith.
I got to say Chris Webber, because that's a one-game situation.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
J.R., this gonna live in infamy, don't no question, but mm-hmm. he still got three more games.
I'll tell you why Jazz was worse, because he wasn't the leader of the team in the situation. JR was helping out LeBron. Not in that certain circumstance, but he was supposed to be helping out LeBron win this thing. Chris Webber was leading Michigan, and then he saw some fan in the crowd say timeout, timeout, called the timeout. So it was really JR, like, you gotta help out
your dude. It's LeBron's fault. No. It's LeBron's fault. It's LeBron's fault. I'm blaming LeBron for it. He got to be a leader and go to J.R. Smith and tell him the scope. If you know he's dealing with a dummy,
Chris Webber was
like, no. You got to tell that dummy. You got to know your personnel. If you're dealing with a bunch of space cadets, you got to give them, if you're dealing with knuckleheads, but if I'm a coach, I dealt with knuckleheads and space cadets. You got to give them blow-by-blow instructions on how to do stuff. And Ty Lupo told LeBron, go tell JR what the score is, please. I bet he do it next time. I bet it won't happen again because LeBron don't go tell
him. He going to steal no JR. He going to hit him. He going to punch JR in the mouth.
You simple song. It's a tie game, man.
And it's so funny.
I mean, he got that rebound and ran out there like, why ain't nobody following me?
And it's so funny that LeBron wanted to make sure JR got his money and was back on the team. I bet you he ain't wishing it now.
They should have traded JR Smith for Kevin.
They can't blame JR for that, man. That's Ty Lue's fault. That's LeBron's fault. They know JR ain't rap first.
Hey.
I mean, it just...
You can't expect... That's like if JaVale McGee did that, would y'all be blaming JaVale McGee or would y'all be blaming Steve Kerr and Steph and them? Saying y'all
well, hell, JaVale McGee messed that dope.
That's different than getting the rebound and the game tie and dribbling it all the way back out to the 3-point line.
And they just look at that. And nobody
moves.
Oh,
why ain't nobody
following?
That's gonna be the line of night. Why ain't nobody following?
So is this so guys? Is this gonna be a sweep or can Cleveland get one?
Hell no!
Oh, that was their chance.
That was their chance.
They gotta sit on this for 3 days. I think they might quit. No, I think they're gonna go down from game to game.
Hey, did you think they made J.R. Smith walk from the do he get on the bus?
They all had sleep in the damn bus.
If they lose game two, he caught an Uber.
Yeah, like Donald Trump and shit.
He caught an Uber.
He caught an Uber from the arena.
He got an Uber. They're gonna leave him there. They're gonna be like, "Well, J.R. go take a shower. We leave."
Hey, you think? Tristan Thompson gonna fight them, Draymond Green, like Chris Paul and them tried to do.
I think Tristan Thompson gonna end up
being suspended. What gotta fight him for?
I think Tristan gonna end up being suspended.
He looked good, kind of.
He need to be fighting J.R. Smith. You know, Draymond, he said you need to fight that dumb nigga. Don't fight me.
I know what Draymond
said to damn Tristan.
What he said?
He basically did. You know, he said, "Well, Pusha T said to Drake." About taking care of your kids.
I think Tristan's gonna end up being suspended. What do you guys think?
Oh yeah, he punched him in the face with the ball.
Where's J.R. Smith? Somebody better keep an eye on that man.
And he might be jumping off the Golden State Bridge tonight.
Jumping off the bridge. Yeah, he is jumping off the bridge tonight. Oh,
they gonna find him swinging. And this
racist Twitter rant tomorrow.
Racist Twitter
rant. I'm gonna tell him what. I'm gonna go hang out with Roseanne. Do something crazy. Y'all better keep an eye on JR. They need 24-hour watch.
We have.
And they don't play till Sunday.
They don't play till Sunday at 8 p.m. It will be on ABC and
I'm about
the
to
watch
go listen to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh yeah, it will be on ABC this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. Also on the Watch ESPN app, there's 977 tickets right now, and you can get one as low as $460.
Who shot JR? Oh, my bad.
Boy, you boy Nick Wright tomorrow. Oh boy, I just want to see his face.
Oh my goodness.
No, you know Nick Wright be pissed off on that show when he leaned back. He had his hand, one hand on his chin. That's when you know he's pissed off about it.
You know Stephen A. Smith is about to blow up on him though.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh they yeah.
They
are. Oh,
they
yeah.
All the weed.
Stephen A is gonna go off on it because those two guys don't get
along. Finish up, man.
Those two guys don't get along at all.
J.R. Smith, the best player, you the real MVP. He's real American hero.
Oh man, real quick,
J.R. Smith gonna be the MVP on the losing team. They need to send him a hat and a shirt for him.
What we got coming up? What do we have coming up on the A1 podcast coming up, my friend? What we got coming up on that?
What was that?
I'm asking, what do we got coming up on the A1 podcast? What we got coming up on that on your show?
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're cutting out just a tad. You're gonna have to repeat that one more time. My bad.
I was asking, what do you have coming up on your podcast?
What do I have coming up on my podcast?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, first podcast I'm aiming towards after the finals to kind of start it fresh in the new season.
Okay.
So we'll just be doing a little bit of a recap of this season and then kind of predictions for free agency and where teams are going to stand at the beginning of the season. So aiming towards the after the finals. For the first podcast, so yeah.
Okay, and you'll be doing anything in terms of the NBA draft?
As well. I shouldn't just say free agency. I should say off season.
There you go. Because you know we about to hit that dead time in sports, my friend. About to hit that dead time in sports. All right, gentlemen. Thank you for calling in, J.R. Smith. Thank you for giving us that moment.
Mm-hmm.
we appreciate him for that. Anything else you guys want to go before we roll out for the night?
Nah, I'm good.
Alright. Alright, guys, let me do this real fast. Come on.
Well, it was a decent game.
Yeah, it was
close. Yeah. It was close till the end.
Yeah, it really was. I didn't think Cleveland would hang as long as they did. I really didn't.
Yeah.
No.
But now they know what works and don't work. You know, they got a little bit more sampling. Some adjustments. McGee should get some more playing time.
If they can.
Tristan Thompson's not going to be in the game, so.
I was 100% sure the Warriors were going to blow him out in the third quarter.
Yeah, me too.
When T-Boo called that timeout.
If they can get their offense, if they can get their rebounding game back, they can crash the boards a little bit more. I know you want to get on the run, and that's fine, but you can't let, because those offensive rebounds was what was keeping Cleveland in the game.
But they actually kept their turnovers down too.
Yeah,
they just gotta get some crit. But I don't know who's gonna be rebounding for them.
But Tristan out, so we shall see. We shall see.
But he's going to be out of the game.
Yep. I think he will. I think he'll be suspended, at least for game two, and to be heading back to game three down 2-0. So we shall see what happens.
How many games they get for throwing a punch? One or two? That's what you got to look into.
I think it's one, but we'll see what they do. As far as that ruling is concerned. Gentlemen, thank you for calling in. I do appreciate it. We will be back for our Game 2 post-show right after Game 2 on Sunday night, which you can catch on ABC and the Watch ESPN app. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you calling in. You guys have a great night.
You too.
You too. Thank you.
All right, man.